Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, I have the honor of interviewing none other than Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, the author of The Harbinger and seven other books, each of which has been a New York Times bestseller. Now he has written a new book called The Dragon's Prophecy that is coming out right after Labor Day. And today we get a sneak preview. I talked to him when I was in New Jersey, where he lives. We actually went to a restaurant. He is so busy, I can't really get him in the studio, but I took out my cell phone and did a short interview, which I'm going to share with you. I think you'll find it interesting. And then toward the end of the podcast, I'm going to share some things that he put on his podcast yesterday, and it has really taken off. It has to do with the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. And you're going to find this very, very interesting. In fact, you'll want to watch his podcast. I think you're going to really enjoy my interview with Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, so be sure to stay tuned. Welcome back. I have the privilege of being Jonathan Cahn's publisher, and because of that, I make it a point to sit down with him a couple of times a year, and it just so happened that I was with him at a restaurant, having a meal, talking over business, you know how you do, when I got the text message that President Joe Biden had just announced on X that he was dropping out of the presidential race. I mean, literally, he did it at 1:45. I looked on my cell phone. It was 2:07. It was just a few minutes later. So Jonathan Cahn and I were discussing it. And I just think that is very interesting. And then also we talked about some of the significance of what happened with the attempted assassination of President Trump, even down to the fact that it was in Butler, Pennsylvania. And you need to see his video, which went up on YouTube in the last day or two. But I'm going to give you my summary. Now, first of all, I knew that I needed to get some shorts with Jonathan Cahn. We will probably put these on YouTube by themselves. But the first question that I asked him was the fact that his books often tie into world events, and a lot has been happening lately, as everybody knows. I asked him to tell me about his newest book, The Dragon's Prophecy.
In many ways, Dragon Prophecy is unlike any other book I've done. That is the first one that totally is opening up end time prophecy on Israel. The subtitle is Israel, the Dark Resurrection and the End of Days. And I was not planning on writing this. I was planning on writing the sequel to The Return of the Gods, but I got interrupted. It was no question that it was the Lord. What we have been watching in the world is like an acceleration of prophecy. I've never seen a time where so many events prophetically concerning Israel and what the Bible speaks about happening so rapidly. So this is opening that up and opening up a lot of mysteries that may be shocking for people for the first time, for the new things that are in the news all the time, but it's a whole nother revelation. It's a whole nother dimension of what's really happening and entities that are behind what is going on. Things from the book of Revelation that are actually related to what is happening now. This is not hype. It's real. And a war that is affecting not only Israel, but the church and every believer. Every believer is part of this war, whether they know it or not. And how to overcome, how to fight it. What are the strategies? So it's prophetic. I mean, deals with history, deals with prophecy, deals very much with what's happening and where it's going. The largest section of the book is called The End of Days. Even the prophecies of Ezekiel, things that have been happening that have been crossing some very important, unprecedented prophetic lines that have never been before. So it's really, in many ways, I mean, it's unlike any book I've written, except that it's opening up mysteries that are for now and for yet to go.
Then I asked him about some of his previous books, and and how that he talked about how biblical figures often relate to current political figures. And one of the ones that struck me was his comparison between King Jehu in the Bible and Donald Trump. And I asked him to explain.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, because if you go back in the last quarter century and more, that the major leaders in America are following this prototype of leaders from the Bible without knowing it. And it's precise. I mean, it down to the years that they're on the stage, down to exact days for events like 9/11 and others. And then it leads up to Jehu. Jehu was wild. He was unpredictable. He was unlikely. He was not a politician. He was a fighter. Trump is all that. Jehu was anointed by God, despite himself, was anointed to put an end to the house of Ahab. And the nation was falling away from God. Jehu was like a reprieve in some ways. It opened the door where there could have been revival. Trump is like that in many ways, raised up, you know, and for a window of time, you know, and what just happens, you know, interesting, because Jehu is the one leader, more than any of the other kings, who was military, who was a general. And so he would have been involved, he would have been in the line of fire all the time. Trump was just in the line of fire. Jehu outlasts everybody. He survives, you know, in that. The other thing is that what happened with Jehu, you know, in the paradigm. Now, I wrote the paradigm, I believe, around 2008, 17, 18. And things have come true since then that are in the template, like January 6th is part of this town. But what I call him in the paradigm, I call him Jehu, the warrior king. Now, I never heard Trump refer like that, but warrior king. But what just happened, and when he got up, and they said, fight, fight, fight. He is now being called, and you could do a Google search. It'll all be after everything will be after the election. I mean, after the assassination attempt. They'll call him, Trump is the warrior. Another one, Trump is, you know, these people say he's a warrior. Someone on Fox News said he's the warrior president, Metallic. I call him the warrior king. He's now called the warrior president. So this is all part of this. You know, he's the fighter. So, and then there are some things in the paradigm that might actually give us a clue of what's going to happen now. But I can't go into it now. But because I keep looking back at it and say, whoa, there's more things there.
You know, Jonathan Cahn has written 8 bestsellers. He has quite a following. There are many people like me who just love his books. And so I asked him why he feels that this book is his most important and most timely, and also why the early indications on the book with things like pre-orders is significantly higher than any of his other books.
One thing, we've never had a response like this from a groundswell of people, the interest of pre-ordering it. And I mean, as you just shared with me at this, before we came together, it is beyond anything we've ever known. So there's a real interest in where it is. First of all, it's interesting because I got the thing about the dragon. I didn't realize as I'm start writing it at the beginning of 2024, it's the year of the dragon. It's still the year of the dragon. There's all these signs of that. And what does that mean? The dragon is linked to the enemy. And it's a war, and also that this has been a year of warfare, whether Israel, of course, Ukraine continuing, what in the political realm. I mean, it's so this is really, we are very, you know, I'll put it this way. When all these things started happening in Israel on October 7th, which began all this, and then Iran invading, attacking Israel, never happened before. But Ezekiel speaks along those lines. I mean, Revelation speaks along the lines. So more people who are very much attuned are saying, this is all end-time prophecy, and it is. We are living in the signs. We need to know the signs of the times. We need to know also the war we're in, because if you're in a war and you don't realize it, you're not going to win. And so it's very dramatic. It's very... There are stunning things in there. It's going to go against the grain of the cult of the media and all that, but it's very powerful and very important because we're all part of it right now.
Well, I hope that makes you want to read The Dragon's Prophecy. As I said, and as he said, the pre-orders are absolutely astounding. I could just tell you as his publisher that the pre-orders are double what we've had before, and part of it is the YouTube videos that he has done. He'll do a YouTube video on something that he feels is prophetic. He'll mention the book, not really as a commercial, but he just mentions the book, and people go on Amazon.com or some of the other online booksellers and order the book. And what they do is they wait and bill your credit card on release day, which is the day after Labor Day. I believe that's September 3rd. And then they ship you the book. I know that because I sign up. I want to kind of see how quickly they come. This is just how it works in the book business. And if you want to be one of the first people to get it, of course, it'll also be on stores. It'll be really everywhere the Christian books are sold. I think this is a very important book. He ties in what's happening in Israel with the war with Hamas and the book of Revelation. Now, he hasn't really dealt with Bible prophecy before. He mainly takes things that happened in the Old Testament that God is dealing with the people of Israel and shows parallels, you know, even with Jehu that we just talked about, but also with Ahab and Jezebel, and I won't take time to mention all of them. And so this book is groundbreaking. He talks about the end of time, and it seems like we're speeding toward the end of time. I mean, things are just so very, very chaotic. Then his latest video, which you can look up on YouTube. In fact, we're going to have the link in the comments below because you really need to watch it. It's about half an hour long. I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version. But there's something with Levitical tradition, I guess you'd call it, with the priests. This is all the way back in the Old Testament, where the priests would be anointed their right ear and their thumb, their right thumb, and their right foot. And he gives disclaimers. He says, Donald Trump is not a Levite. This is not the Old Testament. But isn't it interesting that he was shot and there was blood on his right ear? There's a picture, a famous picture that you've probably seen of a close-up that a photographer was able to get with blood dripping down his face and on his thumb. And if you watch the video, you can hear him saying, "Where are my shoes? Where are my shoes?" when they were trying to carry him off. So we can only speculate. Rabbi Kahn goes into all of this about Donald Trump. I just think that these things are interesting. Now, some people just poo-poo all that and say, well, it doesn't mean anything. I think that if we take that attitude, we miss these interesting God moments of where God is kind of showing up and using just things that happen to show what is his will and purpose. I personally believe that God has raised up Donald Trump as a disruptor to disrupt the work of the enemy, in which he's trying to take this country into socialism, into wokeism, as they call it. A lot of bad things. I talk about this with some regularity on my podcast. That's not my purpose today. My purpose today is to point out this very, very interesting YouTube video by Jonathan Kahn, because I had already planned to talk and to show the video that I took at the restaurant because I knew that I would want to show it on my podcast. Now, earlier in the podcast, I mentioned Butler, Pennsylvania, and when I was with Rabbi Kahn, he did not mention this. We did talk about the other, but he thinks that it's significant, even the name of the place, Butler. Now, a butler we think of is someone who waits, you know, has a little towel over his arm and a black suit and kind of is a server. The word, going all the way back to the Latin and French, is very close to the word bottle. Bottle, butler, and Middle English, it would have been someone who served water, like a cupbearer. And in the Old Testament, there were cupbearers that were like secret service to the king, because sometimes people wanted to assassinate the king. And back then, it was often putting poison in their food. So the cupbearer would drink, you know, the wine or whatever they were drinking and eat some of the food. And if the cupbearer didn't fall over dead, they knew it was safe for the king to do. Now, I remember hearing that growing up in Sunday school. I had never associated it with what happened with Donald Trump. But isn't that interesting? The Butler, Pennsylvania, the cupbearer who saved the king from assassination, Now, Rabbi Kahn says it ever so much more eloquently than I am, but I wanted to share this because I knew that my viewers and listeners would find it very interesting. I also want to encourage you to get the Dragon's Prophecy. This is actually a copy that just came off the press. It's not available to the public until release date, except for a few ministries like Sid Ross, It's Supernatural. But there's a lot of interest in this book. This is a very important book. I also encourage you to watch that video by Jonathan Kahn and to share it. We need to get these videos to go viral because all this commentary on TV, and I'm sure you're watching the different programs or looking at things on YouTube, with all these people who have an opinion about what's going on the left and the right. One of the things that we do here at Charisma Media, and I mention this from time to time, but I want to really emphasize it today, is we look at it from the spiritual perspective. The spiritual world is more real than the physical world that we see and touch. But most people, in fact, non-believers, can't even understand it. And even a lot of believers don't really understand it. And that I think this is why Jonathan Kahn's gift is just so important to the Christian community. You know, we call it the body of Christ, to help us to understand God's plans and purposes and how it applies in our lives and how we can navigate this. This book talks about some pretty bad things that are happening, but it gives hope because you have to realize that God is still in control. And no matter who's in the White House, no matter what wars are going on in the world, God is still in control. Now, some of us believe that this is building up to the great battles that are discussed in the book of Revelation. And Jonathan Kahn goes into that in the book. I know. I've read his book twice. I read the very early version when he sent it into the editors, and I read it when it was finished and went to the printers. It is an excellent book. It's a fascinating read. Once you pick it up, it's the kind of book that you can't put down. I'll also just mention, since we're talking about Donald Trump, leading up into the election, I'm going to pivot in my podcast, and I'm going to deal more with some of the books that I've written about Donald Trump. I've had the opportunity to interview him. I've written 4 different books about him, and there's an awful lot of material from a spiritual point of view that discuss what is God doing in America. And even though they were written a couple of years ago, a lot of these issues are still valid, and it's they're good reads. You can get them. My secretary just showed me today that my numbers have really shot up on Amazon.com because people are just interested in this. And even some of the things that are a little bit passe, it's really interesting to read them from the perspective of being a couple of years later and trying to understand what God is saying and what God is doing. So with that, I'll just wrap up this podcast. I'll encourage you to subscribe, especially if this resonates to you. If you're a person who hears my voice and who appreciates my perspective and my commentary, I encourage you to subscribe. The subscriptions are going up every single day. Thank you very much. And be sure to hit the little bell. My producer tells me that when you hit the little bell, and I've done that myself with different places that I subscribe, it lets you know when we're on live every Tuesday and Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And be sure to share this with others. You know, as we share these things, they can kind of go viral. And a lot of people need to see what Jonathan Kahn has to say. A lot of people are interested in the book, and I think they'll enjoy this perspective that I have today. So thank you for helping us get out the word. Tune in again for another episode of The Strang Report. Until then, God bless you.